God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul, and he made me whole. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me.
Number 64 in the supplemental book. Number 64, the greatest commands. Supplement number 115, Healing in Its Wings, number 115.
number 72 in the supplemental book. Number 72 in the supplemental. We'll sing all three verses. Why don't we stand for this song?
Onward, rejoicing, I tread my sway.
Heavenly Father, as we approach Thee again, we do thank You for this privilege that You have granted us, that we can assemble here this evening to again worship You without any fear from outside interference. Heavenly Father, we do not take this for granted. We are well aware that much of the world does not have this freedom and this privilege that we're able to enjoy in this great land. We pray that You will continue to bless this nation, this congregation, and this area in which we work, that would You continue to bless each one of us that are part of Your congregation here, that we continue to work together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the men that will be participating this evening and at all times, that the willingness to continue to serve You. We thank You for the visitors that have come our way and those that are relocating locally. We hope that they will find this to be in a church home to work and help us to serve You. And Heavenly Father, we ask for Your forgiveness of our sins because we know that we too often fall short. We do want to ask for Your help in continuing to do as the Apostle Paul instructed in Thy Word and as we've sung about this evening, to continue on to that journey, continue on to that home, that ultimate goal of ours, to be with You in heaven. We ask for those that are ill, not able to be here this evening, as You'll continue to be with them and those that work with them. And Heavenly Father, help us always to be conscious of those that might need help. For it's in Christ's name we pray, and amen.
Number 655, The Walls Came Tumbling Down.
The Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march seven times around.
of the Lord
is perfect and mercy.
From the supplemental. Oh, sorry, 81. So I was choosing between two. Number 81 from the supplemental. In his presence there is comfort. In his presence there is peace. When we seek the Father's heart, we will find such blessed assurance.
The presence of the Lord. In your presence there is comfort. In your presence.
We're going to sing this a little bit quicker than we normally have, and we've kind of been learning it the past couple weeks, so we're going to try to go ahead and take it up to tempo. Do be strong,
you hosts of the Lord, rise up for the battle, and gird on your sword. The land of His promise is yours now by right. Take all He has given.
Do it for you, thing. Faithful love flowing down from the thorn covered ground makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms me down, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand. When I can, then on my own. Faithful love, from and down, came in earth to show the Father's love. And I'll never be the same. Faithful love, face to face, and Jesus is His name. Faithful love is a friend, just when hope seems to end. Welcome face, sweet embrace, tender touch filled with grace. Faithful love, endless power, living flame, Spirit's fire, burning bright in the night, guiding my way. Faithful love, from above, came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the same. For I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is His name.
The song before the invitation tonight is going to be number 6 in your supplemental songbook. And also, the song of invitation is going to be number 28 in the supplemental songbook if you want to mark that. Number 6, Magnify, O Magnify.
Magnify, O Magnify, O Magnify, our God and Father. Magnify, O Magnify, O Magnify, our God. He has made us in His glorious image. We ever strive to be like Him.
Good evening. If you would, please turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians, the second chapter. I'll be reading verses 5 through 11. I have a couple passages that I like to read tonight, and with those passages, I have a couple applications that I like to make. Again, the first passage is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And it says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I like to emphasize verse 7, where it says, "But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant." So this tells us that we are called to be servants, but the kind of servant that we're supposed to be does good deeds of service and good acts without any kind of reward or praise. And sometimes just knowing that we are pleasing God and living right isn't good enough for us, and so we are unsatisfied. And in order to fulfill that desire for happiness that we have, we often fall into the snares of the devil and sin. And similar to how service doesn't always have immediate satisfaction and reward, sin doesn't always have immediate repercussions either, which just encourages us to continue in it. The second passage I like to read is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 10. And it says, "So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home, in the body, or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. And this passage is very straightforward, and it tells us that even though there might not be immediate repercussions for when we sin, that the future will inevitably come. And we don't always have to indulge ourselves in sin in order to find happiness, because there are other things we can do to enjoy life, to be happy, that are not sinful. And like this passage says, we need to make it our goal to please him and put him first in our life, because when God is first in our life, being happy will be that much easier, because things on this earth won't matter. And for the final verse that I'd like to read, I'd like you to turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And I know we've all heard this verse numerous times, but it's so true and applicable to us that its meaning will never diminish. Again, it's Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if you've been living for worldly pleasures, and if you've been living for yourself, you can change that. And if you haven't been baptized into the water for the remission of your sins, you can change that. Because if you want true happiness and eternal salvation, you can receive that because of what Christ Jesus did when he lived a perfect life. He was crucified on the cross and overcame death, which frees us from our burden of sin. You have the opportunity to make things right with God and reconcile with him. So I'll not come forward as we stand and sing. Thank you.